the Public News Service Daily Newscast, October the 10th, 2023. I'm Mike Clifford. The math is pretty simple. Since Interstate 10 crosses Arizona, experts believe the state is in need of more electric vehicle infrastructure to support the transition to more climate-friendly trucks.
This comes as the Environmental Protection Agency's Phase 3 medium to heavy duty truck rule would significantly reduce greenhouse gas emissions from commercial vehicles beginning in 2027. Anthony Harrison is with TerraWatt Infrastructure, a company that builds electric charging stations for bigger vehicles. He thinks federal action should be taken to encourage private sector investments to fuel the transition to electric.
One of the major tools that we have in our toolkit to help ensure infrastructure is not the bottleneck is putting national standards in place so we know that we need to build these things everywhere and we need to build them at a faster pace.
Harrison says those for and against the EPA's proposal are focused on infrastructure. He says proponents understand the need to build more infrastructure and faster. Opponents are worried about the challenges that may pose as well as the financial impacts on businesses. Last year, TerraWatt announced it is developing the first network of electric heavy-duty charging centers along I-10. I'm Alex Gonzalez reporting.
The I-10 corridor runs through Maricopa County on the American Lung Association's list of worst counties in the nation for ozone pollution. Now from the Hill, Republican presidential candidate Will Hurd announced Monday he is dropping out of the 2024 GOP primary, endorsing former U.N. Ambassador Nikki Haley instead. The Hill notes Hurd's decision to drop out came after the Texas Republican failed to meet the criteria needed to qualify for the first and second GOP debates. A new drought modeling technology could help Ohio farmers better prepare for dry weather conditions.
A study co-author Stephen Quiring is a geography professor at Ohio State University. He says that while the standard U.S. drought monitor is important, it doesn't always accurately reflect local conditions. Droughts can also differ by region. Ohio is prone to flash droughts or rain shortages caused by warm weather that can happen quickly over a few days or weeks. He says it's critical to collect drought impact data to improve future local drought monitoring that communities can use to make the best decisions.
So if you live in a city, this might mean that voluntary water restrictions can be put in place earlier to conserve water so we don't need to go to mandatory restrictions so we can keep water for the things that are most important.
He adds that farmers especially can benefit from a more accurate understanding of drought conditions as emergency crop relief assistance and drought insurance payments are often tied to the severity of drought conditions. Nadia Ramlagan reporting.
This is Public News Service. Now to Wisconsin, where people advocating for fair political maps are hoping to derail legislative efforts to overhaul the redistricting process.
Political researchers have long noted that Wisconsin has some of the most gerrymandered maps in the U.S., and Republican lawmakers have controlled the process in recent cycles. They're now pushing through a new plan to create an independent panel to draw new boundaries. But Yuseli Flores of the Wisconsin Fair Maps Coalition says it contains loopholes that would allow the GOP to essentially keep the reins.
And it just seems like a huge power grab that could permanently change the process for how we draw our state maps. And it just feels like it's going to be detrimental to our communities.
The coalition and Democratic Governor Tony Evers have embraced the idea of an independent process, but they contend this Republican plan doesn't have a high enough threshold to prevent the legislature from intervening. They're urging the Senate to reject the bill, which recently cleared the Assembly. GOP leaders say it's an opportunity to adopt changes constituents have been demanding. I'm Mike Moen.
And groups that fight for consumer and auto safety are urging Governor Gavin Newsom to veto a bill that they say would make it harder for Californians who allege fraud or get stuck with a lemon to prove their cause.
Senate Bill 71 raises the limit from $25,000 to $35,000 to avoid being moved to a limited civil court where the discovery process and the number of depositions are limited. Michael Brooks with the Center for Auto Safety says this change would put people who buy mid-range vehicles at a disadvantage.
They're raising the limit to $35,000, and then everyone under that bar is going to find it much more difficult to succeed when they have a defective vehicle that qualifies as a lemon.
I'm Suzanne Potter.
The bill would also raise the limit in small claims court from $10,000 to $12,500. Finally, for our Farah Siddiqui, heart disease takes more than 15,000 lives in Missouri every year, making it the number one cause of death in the state.
Studies indicate children as young as 10 to 14 can show the early stages of plaque building in their arteries, a precursor to heart disease. Missouri parents may wonder how they can lead their children by example towards heart-healthy outcomes. Madeline Alexander of American Heart Association of Missouri says the fall is the perfect time for family time and staying active together.
Do a family walk. Get out, have the kids help you do some yard work. Raking leaves is great exercise as we move into the fall season. So being able to get outdoors and have them walk the neighborhood, do some yard work, are all ways to get in some physical activity.
1 in 5 children in Missouri is overweight or obese.
This is Mike Clifford for Public News Service, member and listener supported. Here's a great radio station, your favorite podcast platform. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.